As always, your morning dump by the day brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump.
Boop. So, hard soda could be the next big thing. Here's what I mean. Pepsi announced they'll start selling boozy Mountain Dew next year. They're partnering with the Boston Beer Company, which owns Sam Adams, and the hard seltzer brand Truly. They're calling it Hard Matinee. Hard Matinee.
Matinee.
5% alcohol by volume. So, you know, a little bit, not crazy, but you know. Now, unlike normal Mountain Dew, it won't have any sugar, and there's no caffeine either. A photo of the can shows three different flavors. The first one is original Matinee. The other two are watermelon and black cherry. They'll hit stores early next year. Look, folks. You're going about this all wrong. I already can give you boozy Mountain Dew. What you do is you get some cheap vodka.
Right.
You buy a 16-ounce whatever Mountain Dew can. It doesn't matter. Anything that has it. You take a couple little gulps out of the apparatus that has it, or the bottle, can, whatever. Then you pour the vodka into the Mountain Dew. Bing, bang, boom. Boozy Mountain Dew.
Yeah. You're just as boozed up. Here's a fun Mountain Dew fact. Mountain Dew wasn't made to drink just Mountain Dew. It was made to mix with bourbon. Back in the day, that's all it was made for, was to mix with alcohol. Now, it's the complete opposite. Nobody mixes it. Well, Brock does.
I do. But I have a drinking problem.
Nobody mixes Mountain Dew with alcohol. And that's what it was made for. It's crazy.
Look, this is just going to bring on horrible hangovers. I know it says no sugar, but let's be honest, okay? There's no way boozy Mountain Dew is going to end well for anybody, okay? Mm-hmm. Nobody. This is not a good idea. I love Mountain Dew, okay? I love it.
Here's the thing. Here's my problem. Here's the problem I'm starting to have. Too many choices. Dude, you got to have a warehouse to harness all these beers now, dude. I saw a sign the other day. Somebody was holding up. It was a picture. It says, not every beer brand has to have a seltzer. It's just, there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on now.
It is very complicated.
It's confusing.
Sometimes just someone put something in my hand so I can drink it. That's all I need. Just put something in my hand. I don't want to make the choice and I'll drink it. The good news is, Hunter, though, is that this will help out in certain situations.
I tried this one chili and it set my mouth on fire and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Boozy Mountain Dew, that is. Boozy Mountain Dew.
Drink a 2-liter
Matinee.
God, dude, you got some twink. Play it one more time.
You want that one more time?
Damn, you're from the South.
Hold on one sec. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared.
One chili and it set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew. I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
God. You got a thick accent, man.
Taylor Mountain Dew. All right. Boozy Mountain Dew coming your way. Lastly, are you a picky eater or someone willing to try new foods?
I was more picky as a child. I don't really care now too much. There's not too many things I hate.
Your palate has expanded with your age? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for sushi.
Well,
never be good, ever.
Your sex life could depend on it. A new study reveals that people who experiment with new foods are more sexually and romantically desirable than those who rely on chicken fingers and mac and cheese as their main course. Sticking to those safer menu items can be a turnoff. The study also found that people willing to try new foods are also perceived as being more open and casual and uncommitted.
It's just another made-up survey crap story. I'm sorry, dude. How do you know? Where's the study?
Honestly, though, I could see this, Hunter. Just now, hear me out. Hear me out. Look, if you're on a date with a lady and she's willing to put anything in her mouth at the restaurant, just think about what she's willing to do in the bedroom. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
all right.
She's sucking down clamshells.
She's like, that's fine. I put whatever in my mouth. It doesn't matter. It's like, okay. All right. She might be on board for other things.
She doesn't sound too smart.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. She's putting things in her mouth.
Anyway.
She's putting things in her mouth. I don't care how smart or dumb she is. All right. Let's think about the main reason we're doing this, okay? So long story short, maybe try some different menu items. You might get a little...
It sounds like you're trying too hard. That's what it sounds like.
I can't believe you ate that whole thing. I can't wait to get you home. All right, so what do we got? We got boozy Mountain Dew and weird foods could get you laid. That is your morning dump part of the day. As always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.